the Bible is an amazing book.
Is it literally true, the Bible?
I mean, you know, probably not. You know, I mean, the idea that... And no, I'm not a literalist, but I think you can learn a lot from it.
Hey, check this out. We know that the Scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation through Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the Word. And we know that His Word is true from the beginning, and every one of His righteous judgments endures forever. But none of that really matters, right? No, we're smarter than that. We understand as Christians that it doesn't matter if you believe things that contradict what the Bible says, because all you really got to do is just trust Jesus. La la la, it's okay, just trust Jesus. Interesting. Jesus tells us something in the book of Matthew. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Jesus also tells us in the book of Mark, He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Jesus tells us in the book of Luke, He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Are you seeing a pattern here? In the book of John, He says, if I have told you about earthly things, and you believe me not, then how in the world are you going to believe me when I talk to you about heavenly things? Well, that's an interesting point. Earthly things. The creation, the age of the earth, Adam and Eve.
The fall of man, dinosaurs, the flood, the Tower of Babel, the book of Job, the parting of the Red Sea, the Ten Commandments, the Ark of the Covenant, the walls of Jericho, Jonah and the whale, David and Goliath, the virgin birth.
Then how in the world are you going to believe me when I talk to you about the heavenly things? Like maybe salvation by grace through faith in Christ Jesus? Just a thought. A lot of Christians out there that claim to be Christians, claim to believe in the Bible, they go around and they say things like creation versus evolution, dinosaurs in the Bible, the worldwide flood, all that stuff. It doesn't really matter. If you claim to be a Christian and you choose to believe in evolution, well, right here you have a problem, because in Genesis chapter 1, it actually says that God created man in His own image. So I have to ask, is God a simple-celled organism? Or is God a piece of goo that washed up on the beach? Is God a monkey? I'm a modern-day, intelligent, enlightened Christian. I mean, really, I don't read too much of this anyway. But I do watch a whole lot of television and movies, and I read the newspaper and magazines, and I believe pretty much whatever I'm told. As long as it's not in the Bible, I'm going to take care of this. Here we go. We got right here in Genesis. I know better than this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get rid of the incorrections in the Bible, because I'm smarter than the Bible, and I know that we don't need that. It's causing trouble. It's silly. There, that's much better. Now, if you claim to be a Christian and you choose to believe in millions and even billions of years, well, we have another problem right here in Genesis. Yeah, the genealogy is up together, and it shows that the earth is only about 6,000 years old. And that can't be right. So you know what? I'm going to fix that too. Here we go. Let's get rid of the genealogies in the book here. Because that's... Oh wait, there's a couple of pages here. So we don't need that. Let me take care of this. All right. It's a little... There we go. Don't need that. Oh, but wait a minute. There's also these genealogies in Matthew. Oh dear. Okay, that's cool. I can take care of that. No genealogies in Matthew. Get rid of that. And, okay, that's right, yeah. Luke. Luke has genealogies. And so, we're going to take care of this right there. Silly. Now, Now we're getting somewhere. If you claim to be a Christian and you choose to believe that there's no such thing as a worldwide flood, well, now you've got Genesis chapter 6 you got to get rid of. There it is. Genesis 6. Oh, wait. Look at that. It's also Genesis 7. And, well, Genesis 8. And, well, let's just get rid of... you know, a lot of Genesis right there. Because it's kind of silly. We don't need to... We don't need to have this distraction. Because we know better than this. We're smarter than the Bible. I mean, we figured it out. Oh, wait a minute. The flood, it's also in Matthew. It talks about it. Matthew. Okay. We got to get the flood out of Matthew. Because there's no such thing as a worldwide flood. There's only billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. But that's not good enough. That's not scientific. We don't want it in the book of Matthew. You know, we also don't want it in the book of Luke. We got to get it out of there. It's in Luke. Here we go. Luke. No flood. Right on. Cool. Oh, you know what? There's also 2 Peter. 2 Peter. But this is cool. 2 Peter's only like 3 chapters long. So we can just get rid of the whole book. We've already got 1 Peter. We don't need 2 of them. So there we go. No more! So now, I can believe whatever I want to believe. About anything. Man, that's awesome. Being a Christian is cool, huh? Yeah. So what's my point? Well, check this out. If you can't believe what the Bible says about creation, well, then you can't believe what the Bible says about anything. Like, oh, I don't know, Jesus? And if you can't believe what the Bible says about Jesus, well, then you can't believe what the Bible says about salvation. And if you can't believe what the Bible says about salvation, well, let's just say that around here, that's what we like to refer to as a bad thing. So until next time, I'm Daniel.
I wanna do the right thing. I wanna be the sure shot. I wanna have my mind straight. I wanna have my point guard.
Oh, yeah. And for all of you super religious people out there that are offended because I just ripped up a Bible, don't worry about it. It was an NIV.
I wanna be a good man. I wanna have my act.